It's a very, very sad story in a sense that it has impacted the whole coast. And when it happened, nobody had an idea that it was so severe all over the coast and, of course, worldwide. The impact of the tsunami is very different. In some places, it's just 150 or 200 meters that has been affected, that has been flooded, where some trees are damaged or some objects have been moved. And then in other places, it's over a stretch of 500, 600, 700 meters and even up to 2 kilometers here, I think, in Madras or Chennai itself, where there is a devastating impact on houses, on cars, on everything that is there, but more above all, or most of all, on lives of people. And so the death toll is rising still. For example, in Tamil Nadu this morning, we had around 3,000 dead people, and in Kerala, 145, and in Pondicherry, the French territory, 428. But many, many were missing. It's quite devastating to see the amount of people and the amount of also children and also women, because they were in the houses. In some villages, the men or most of the men had already gone to their work or to their jobs, and the women and the children stayed home.
Would you give us a description of what it's like for the survivors?
I have only seen Kanchipuram, which is one of the areas south of Madras, and teams of UNICEF and probably also other organizations are going down now to assess the situation in the other heavily affected areas. But what I've seen in Kanchipuram is that it's a very small strip, as I said, a couple of hundred meters. Life actually continues with the typical Indian dynamics next to that strip. So I wouldn't say that the whole country, like you have with an earthquake or when there is violence or a civil war, you know, that's a different type of calamity. Life actually goes on next to this strip. But the communities that are the most affected are the fishing communities. And they have not only lost many people and children and it's not only the human lives that have been affected, but also their livelihood, because many of their houses have been swept away. Those are the people who live closest to the beach, to the sea, on the beach, to the sea, in little harbors. And the waves and the tide has really swept the houses away. It has also taken their boats away. So, for example, yesterday I visited Sadras. Apparently it's an old Dutch community. 500 households. I don't know the exact figures, but the chairman of the local authority, the Gram Panchayat, they estimated that 200 houses had disappeared out of the 500, and also 200 boats, 50 wooden boats, a little bit this kayak type, and 150 catamarans have been taken away or swept away by the sea and by this wave. And that was a wave of 10 meters high, as they said. I don't know whether it was exactly 10 meters, but that's how people, it was beyond their imagination. And so you see that they really don't know where to start. They have nothing left. No house, no boat. They don't know what to do, actually.
What are the immediate needs of the survivors?
A few. First of all, there are relief centers being set up. I think there are now in Tamil Nadu about 200. They need a place where they can stay, where they get food, where they can at least have a place to rest their head. But they need blankets. People in shock feel cold. It's not real winter. It's not harsh here at the moment. But people in shock and traumas, they feel cold. And so blankets and quilts are absolutely a need. Water supply is absolutely a need, and we have already, UNICEF as such, we have already dispatched, I think, close to 80 tanks, and more will be delivered to all of the relief centers. So it's not the water supply as such that has been affected. Like with an earthquake on land, all the services are disrupted usually and damaged. We think that the supply is not that much affected, but the storage is heavily affected. So we are providing water tanks and water purification. The second thing is the reunification with the families to get some help to find the children, to find other family members. And then what we also think is very important is to get some help with the counseling. Some people are really traumatized. We would like to get life back to normal. That is very important as far as that's possible. So we hope that we really try to support schools or to support the government so that they can come back the 3rd or the 4th of January and that the school starts.